The Coast Guard received a report from the Sandpoint Police Department at about 12:20 a.m. this morning that a Beechcraft 1900 had gone into the water. Coast Guard spokeswoman Petty Officer Sarah Francis says,
"We arrived on scene first with a C-130. They're a little bit faster than the helicopters. It came from Kodiak, and it arrived on scene at about 2:24 a.m. The helicopter crew arrived about 1 hour later, and they both searched for quite some time out there on scene. The C-130 has, all of our air crews have a limited number of hours that they can fly before they need rest time. So the C-130 exhausted their allowable hours and their fuel capacity, so they returned to Kodiak. The helicopter stayed out in Sandpoint and refueled, and we have another crew headed out there this morning to take over from the folks who flew all night."
Reports are that both pilots, Samir Ali and co-pilot Emily Lewis, were killed in the crash. Francis says,
"Officially for us, they're missing, and we're continuing to search for them. I can tell you that they've been in the water since approximately 12:20 this morning. That's quite a long time to be in water of such a cold temperature."
The water temperature was 34 degrees. How long will the Coast Guard search? Francis says,
"We're certainly going to continue to search through the morning into the afternoon. And once they finish up those searches, our controllers will probably reassess the situation and see what they think at that point."
By 11 a.m. on Friday, the Coast Guard had searched most of Popoff Strait and was looking at the debris field around the Egg Islands. The Coast Guard reported finding pieces of the aircraft, mostly larger items, including an airplane seat. At the time of the accident, Sandpoint was under partly cloudy skies with winds at 45 knots, gusting to 55 knots. It's unclear now if the NTSB will investigate the accident. Kels Hetherington reporting from Sandpoint.